Good morning. This is Hope for Today Ministry. I am Minister Don Groover with Hope for Today Ministry. Our founder and presiding prolete, Dr. Gloria G. Brown, we tell God thank you for the opportunity to come back with you today for an inspiration word from the Lord. Amen. This morning, we are dedicating, amen, our inspiration thought of today to our pastor, to our sister, to our friend and mother, Dr. Gloria G. Brown, was called home last month on the 28th. Our Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. We celebrate her life and her legacy. God has been good to us. So we thank God this morning for her life, for her legacy of our own, Dr. Gloria G. Brown. Amen. So we want to dedicate, amen, our inspirational thought to her today. Amen. And also tell all of her family, friends, and listeners, thank you for uplifting her all through the years. Amen. A great woman of God, a great giant, if you will, in God's ministry. God has and have had his hands on her life. Amen. So as we go into our scripture today, amen, a little heavy-hearted, amen, we're going to start with prayer. Father God, we bless your name. God, we tell you thank you. We tell you we love you. God, you make no mistakes. You are a sovereign God. And God, sometimes we don't know the answer or don't know the reason. But God, we trust your will. So today, God, we ask you to strengthen us, God. God, we ask you to uplift us, God. God, we ask you to keep us as the apple of your eye, God, as we take this journey, amen, with our loved one. God, we tell you thank you, God, for your servant. Amen. Your servant, Dr. Gloria G. Brown. Thank you, God, for what you have put inside of her life. All the work that you gave her to do, God, she did it willingly unto your name. And we thank you for that. God, right now, God, we ask you to strengthen, amen, the family. We ask you to strengthen the audience. God, we ask you to strengthen the Hope for Today family. God, we ask you to strengthen all her listeners and all her friends. Let them know that there's no pain on earth that heaven can't solve. And God, we love your marvelous name. God, we love your marvelous name. We tell you thank you. We bless your name, God, because you are God and you're God alone. So we give your name the honor, the praise, the thanks, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, believers. We're going to go to Proverbs 31. Amen. Proverbs 31, 30 through 31. And we're reading out the NIV. And the Bible reads, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gates. Let Dr. Brown's work bring her praise at the city gates. Hallelujah. Let her work bring her praise at the city gate. God, we bless your name for your word. God, this is, amen, a dedicated woman that was dedicated to your word. God, that stand flat-footed and preach your word in season and out of season. God, she answered the call. God, when you sent her, she said, I'll go. Send me, Lord, and I will go. And my answer would be yes and amen. The Bible reads it say, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her work bring her praise at the city gates. Believers, today, amen, as we encourage your heart, amen, as we dedicate, amen, our inspirational thought, amen, to our pastor, to our friend, to our loved one, to our mom, amen, knowing that God will take us through, knowing that there's no situation that is too hard for God. There is no situation we might be going through that is too hard for God. Amen. And believers, we know that we can't give up on God. Hallelujah. We know that we can't give up on God because he won't give up on us. God said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. So even in this, the Bible say praise. Even in this, we give praise. God, we give praise for life. God, we give praise for her joy. God, we give praise, amen, for all she have done inside of the ministry. All she done, amen, inside of the believers of Christ. Amen. So we shall not hold our head down as believers. So we shall not, hallelujah, hold our head down, believers. God will strengthen us. Yes, he will. He will strengthen us. This morning, as I come with you with a heavy, heavy heart, believing, knowing that God is our portion of strength, knowing that God is our everlasting. Yes, he is. He's our everlasting. Amen. He's our redeemer. Amen. He is our chief cornerstone. He is our good shepherd. Hallelujah. He is our lily of the valley. We thank God this morning. Amen. So as we stand up, pick up, amen, and move on, amen, in the name of Christ. Move on in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's exactly what, amen, our pastor would want us to do, is to move on with God on our side. Amen. So believers, this morning, we bless you, amen, for being there. We bless you for those encouraging words that you gave. Amen. We bless you for all the times that you listened. Amen. We bless you, man, for all the time, amen, that you heard teaching, accepted teaching, and also accepted God's will for your life. Amen. As she prophesied it into a lot of our lives. Amen. As she spoke life into a lot of our lives. So we thank you. We are humble. Amen. As hope for today. We are humble to know, amen, and know that God has surrounded her with a great group. Amen. So we bless his name this morning. We give God thanks. Amen. So as we get ready to close, we want to remember, amen, a praise that she is worthy of praise. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. A woman who fears God is to be praised. Amen. A woman that accepted Christ at a young age, said, I do, said, I will, Lord, I'll follow you. Hallelujah. Lord, I will follow you. Amen. Amen. Honor her with all her hands have done. Amen. This morning, again, as we close, we just thank God for life and thank God for life more abundantly. So whatever your situation might be, amen, whatever you might be going through, amen, whatever the doctor report is, amen, lay it down at your altar. Hallelujah. Lay it down at your altar in the face of God and say, God, you fix it. God, fix my circumstances. God, change this report. God, bring my son home. God, uplift me in a higher position in my job. God, you keep me because you said you'll never leave me. God, you hold me because you said you'll never forsake me. Today, we know that there is hope for today, because we serve a living God, one who died on the cross and rose on the third day. The Bible says he rose with all power, hallelujah, in his hand. So we have a reason to get up. We have a reason to move. Amen. The Bible says as he rose, he said, it is finished. It's done. Hallelujah. So we can move on. So don't let your circumstances today hinder you. Don't let your circumstances slow you up, knowing that the God that you serve is real in your life, knowing that the God that you serve is standing up in you right now. All you have to do is say yes and amen. God, I will follow your ways. God, I will seek after your word. God, I repent, God. God, I tell you, thank you. God, I open up my heart so you can come inside. The Bible said God cannot dwell in an unclean place. So God, here I am. Wash me, clean me, make me white as snow, and I'll give your name the praise. We thank God this morning for God being God. Hallelujah. And he's God all by himself. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. Amen. It's nothing that God cannot fix inside of your life. So we tell God, thank you. We bless his wonderful name. We bless his wonderful name. Hallelujah. We bless his wonderful name. Hallelujah. We bless his wonderful name, God. God, you've been good to us, God. God, you've been good to us, God, and we tell you thank you. God, we bless your name for you being God, God, and God all by yourself. God, where will we be without you, God? Where could we go without you, God? God, your loving hand stood with us, God. God, we thank you, God. We bless your name, God. God, we ask you to give us strength, God, or this go through this journey. God, we ask you to give us strength, God, like no other, God. God, we ask you to hold us up, God. Hold us up in the presence of your hands, and we'll give your name the praise, and we'll give your name the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for you today listening. Go, amen, and enjoy, amen, the day that God has given us. And always remember that there is hope for today.